This is The Blind Truth with Anna Tyler on RNIB Connect Radio. Anna is the chair of RNIB, and in her personal blog, she takes a wry look at living a colourful life with limited sight.
September the 8th, 2018. Too blind to tango. An old family friend left a message on my answer machine that went something along the following lines. I've been to look at your old school. It really is a super retirement complex now. They've got everything there, and you wouldn't have to worry about not being able to see. They'll look after you. I've given your number to the sales office, and Vicky is going to call you. I've told her you can't see much, but there's going to be a lot of people who've got problems like yours, so you won't be alone. They even have a minibus if you want to go into town. Honestly, everything is there. I don't think you'll ever need to leave. I'm 86, and it wouldn't do for me, but you're 55, and I thought it would be perfect for you. As my jaw slumped, a tightening knot in my stomach reminded me that life is short. It was 10 a.m, and although I'd been awake since 5 a.m, because I am 55 now, I was still in bed. I'd better get up. I've run a business, raised the fabulous son, travelled, run a house, had a social life, friends. I'm still actively considering how to change the world, and I'm far from ready to go and live in a retirement complex because my sight is rubbish. What is it, then, that makes old family friend think that I'm ready to spend the rest of my life in an institution? I can't help but think it is the same thing that made my friend, bless your heart, known by her handle because she is always saying it, declare that the growth of cataracts would mean I'd have to stop working. Come to think of it, she's been telling me about the things I won't be able to do for the last 40 years. By what wisdom does she know this and yet get it repeatedly wrong? I suspect it's the same attitude that made her snap up a bargain commode when she was still in her 40s. They both see the limitations of sight loss and don't take into account the complexities and the resilience of what it takes to live a good life. Some people are just constituted with a bunker mentality, and some of us are happy to take our chances under the sun. Most of us struggle to integrate the contradictions of an apparently limiting set of circumstances with no imposed self-limits. I have no such difficulty. What's the critical difference in thinking between those of us who are prepared for the blistering heat and those who bunker down? Confidence is the cry I hear. But it's not that. Confidence is only a question of faith. Faith has no basis in skill or capability or knowledge. It's easily shaken. Resilience is the common factor in leading the best life possible. It's the art of developing enough inner resource to cope with, rise to, and deal with the inevitable problems, the knockbacks, the challenges, the setbacks that face us all, and which visually impaired people have many fold over. Do we build enough resilience into our young, blind, and partially sighted, or are we still focused on confidence? Is having everything at your fingertips and never even having to board the minibus the best way to live? Or should I keep going until my brain and my knees give out? Vicky never did call, but a brochure arrived. I put it in an envelope with an anonymous type note to an old school friend. Life is short. We had better live it to the full if we are not to end up right back where we started.
To subscribe to Anna Tyler's blog, The Blind Truth, and read her latest posts, go to theblindtruth.co.uk.